When I was 16, I graduated from high school and I started college. And the first thing the professor told me in college was, after the 3 years you'll spend here, you won't find a job. So you'd better create your own company.
That is Vital Sunuvu. He comes from a small country in West Africa called Benin, and he took his professor's advice to heart when he founded the company Exportunity. It's an online platform that connects producers with traders so that a farmer in Benin can sell his products to a buyer in South Africa or even the U.S., all with just a cell phone. He was one of 500 African leaders chosen to be part of President Obama's Young African Leaders Initiative, which met in Washington this past week. When I sat down with Mr. Sunuvu, I asked if what he was creating was a little bit like an African version of eBay. Vital Sunuvu is our Sunday conversation.
eBay was inspired us a lot, but we actually adapted it to the African market. We built the only mobile application that works on all types of devices, including non-smartphones. And in Africa, you have 700 million mobile phones, but 530 million of them are non-smartphones, and they are used by the farmers. And even when the farmers have a smartphone, they only know how to call and send an SMS. So we build an intuitive software that asks four questions, simply. Do you want to buy or sell? What do you want to sell? Tomato? Which quantity? And when will it be available? So it gives us a real-time knowledge about the offer, and then we can connect them with the demand. And one last data that is important to know is that almost 70% of whatever crop is produced in Africa is wasted because the producers have no way to get the product to market. So definitely inspired by eBay, but we adapted it to the African context, which is the biggest mobile phone market in the world.
You said you wanted to develop this in an African context. Could you explain what that means?
Most of our infrastructures were built to ship our mineral resources to Europe, mainly. So nothing was really built to facilitate the trade in between the countries. It's only now that people are craving for trading between each other and finding new partners like the United States to trade with. And that's the African context.
One of the things that many countries, sometimes private people, but the United States has been involved in the idea of microlending.
Yes.
You know, where you lend very small
Yeah.
amounts of money to people who are like wanted to build a stall in a market or something
Yes.
like that.
Yes.
But you're obviously talking about something that is much bigger than that.
Best reason in that, because I think we want to build companies that can actually grow. And with the micro lending, to be realistic, the company, people can survive but cannot leave. There's a big difference between surviving and actually, growing to a level where you live well with your family.
Now, the United States is trying to figure out what China is up to in Africa. Do you think that this is a competitive situation between the U.S. and China?
It is a competitive situation, but then we need to look at the things the way they are. China found an opportunity in Africa when African people were craving for simple solutions. Okay, we don't have electricity, we need light. So Chinese people say, okay, I will build you a solar light. They sold it, they made a lot of money. But the problem with China, they come, they tell the government, we'll build you a nice building for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, for example. And after 5 years, the building is falling apart. 5 years ago, we trusted them. We felt like, okay, at least they are speaking our language. But we feel betrayed somehow. Because Africa have been so traumatized by so many people coming just for our resources and didn't care about the people. And China came and did the same thing. So today, America has the opportunity to do things differently. And today, we want to open up. We see America as a hope and build a genuine relationship based on trust and cultural understanding.
Your organization, Young African Leaders Initiative. Do you think that this has been a helpful conference? I mean, one of the things that happened was that African representatives coming in were saying how they wanted to talk about business and they wanted to talk about opportunity, and the Americans wanted to talk about Ebola and they wanted to talk about poverty and war. And do you think that you're sort of on the right level with the people that you want to be talking to? Are you reaching them?
I think we can't solve a problem by focusing on the problem. We solve a problem by focusing on the solution. When people are able to innovate, try to find local solutions to local issues, we don't have to always come beg help from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
American people have their own problems.
True.
And the thing is, we need to empower people economically. When somebody have food to eat, he can think about innovating. And when you invest in the youth of a country, of a continent, when that those young people grow up, they remember. And I think that's what America is doing now, building a friendship.
Vital Sunovo is an entrepreneur. He's from Benin in West Africa, and he is the founder of Exportunity.com. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I really appreciate it.